This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
One.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, back live on a Monday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'd like to start this out. I had to do some fill-in work, and I don't like not posting the podcast because the podcast, something new has to be posted every day, and they don't pick up the rebroadcasts or anything else. So I want to thank my producer, Shane, for putting together some best ofs. Thank you very much. I was able to post those up and hope they worked out well. They seemed to. I enjoyed it. Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Bob Owens from Bearing Arms, and we are going to discuss the possibility of civil war here in these United States. That's coming up second hour. For those of you who are absolute masochists, and this two-hour show is not going to be enough, from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I will be filling in again at WORD-FM on the Bobby McLean Show. So there's a way. 106.3 WORD, you can check it there. Of course, right now we're here at Genesis on WBDB and WVWI and all these other places. So anyway, that's, you know, just me getting some stuff out of the way. I guess you watched, did anybody watch Killery testify? If you watched Killery, it should be very apparent to you that liberals don't care about you. They don't care whether you live or die. That may seem harsh, but it is highly accurate. Your death, my death, anybody's death, is acceptable collateral damage in their pursuit of the progressive policy. Whether it's the four guys killed in Benghazi, or the young woman shot dead in the street in San Francisco, or the people killed in the church at Emmanuel in Charleston, or Umpqua, or anywhere. Wherever there's crime, that we can actually... And see, part of the way they do things should really sort of reveal their apparent racism to you. Especially you, Black America. Have you noticed that they never seem to... They'll say something about the cops being racist if a young Black man gets killed in a law enforcement matter. But what about the people of Chicago or Baltimore? Not a word coming out of that, unless we can turn it into the cops being the cops. And that's not happening the way it was before. So, I mean, liberals don't care about you. They don't care about you at all. If they cared, if Barack Obama cared, Jay Johnson cared. Jay Johnson should be leading the charge right now. He should be going to San Francisco with a group of the task Department of Homeland Security soldiers that he has, go straight to City Hall, put the mayor and the sheriff and everybody in the city council in handcuffs and charge them with accessories to murder over Kate Steinle. not happening, but they don't care if Kate Steinle or anybody else dies in San Francisco because they've got to protect their status as a sanctuary city. When Kate Steinle got murdered, Barack Obama didn't care. He went to play golf. If you prize some statistics from the feds, you will reveal that at least 121 illegal aliens released from custody between 2010 and 2014 went on to kill. That's at least 121 dead Americans, and Barack Obama does not care. He does not put his foot down and demand his agencies and state governments enforce the immigration law. He doesn't even call the families of the victims of his conscious decision to tolerate this sanctuary lawlessness. He golfs. He tees up. Now, Trayvon Martin gets shot attacking a citizen, properly shot. There's Obama in front of the TV at the microphone. Michael Brown dies when he attacks a cop. Barack Obama can't shut up. Kate Steinle, standing around having lunch with her parents, she gets shot. Of course, this was somebody Barack Obama allowed on the streets, and this guy, 86, is himself from the stage for the first time in recorded history. He can't get away from it fast enough. Because it was an illegal alien, you see. It wasn't a white Hispanic that did it. It wasn't a police officer that did it. Where was Barack Obama when the career criminal that got released by a bleeding heart judge executed the black cop in NYPD? Where was he on that one? Now, in the cases of the Browns and the Trayvon Martins and the Freddies and all these other guys, this is where the Obama's liar contingent pops up from their little ferret faces and screams racism. But the fact is, Black America, that in minority communities, the Obamas of the world and his liberal co-conspirators have been allowing a bloodbath in your community. It has been so severe, this could bring the corpse of the Democratic liberal icon lion and KKK Klagel, Robert Byrd, back to life. Liberal policies have killed more black Americans than the racists of the Democrat-funded KKK could ever imagine in their wildest fevered dreams. See, the KKK had to go away, so we had to come up with something else. So let's start the Great Society, shall we? Let's disintegrate the black American family, shall we? Let's convince... You know, there was a book out. There was a book out, and I think I've made mention of this. And I don't know, because of what I do, I don't know where I made mention of it. But it was called Freakonomics. And they made mention in their book about the drop in crime. It's because of abortion. Did you know that? It's because black America is aborting itself. In the name of women's health care. And that's before we bring the minority genocide that is abortion into the discussion, you know. Margaret Sanger's dancing right now, wherever she's at, in hell, very likely. Why don't they care? Because caring means that they're not working towards accumulating their power. They don't want a narrative of a government flunky losing his gun and an illegal alien and felon killing an innocent white girl. We can't have that. They want the votes of the illegal alien lobby. They want the votes of the limo libs who pat themselves on their backs for designating their filthy cesspool of a city as a sanctuary. And all the while they're doing that, they seek to subvert your means to defend yourselves while they're inviting all of the murderousness and all of the lawlessness and all of the people that intend to do all of that to you into your town, into your state. They intend to take your guns away from you to keep you from being able to fight back. In this election season coming up, please bear that in mind. We will be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. think education has to be boring?
Stay in you.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 bulletproof vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A bulletproof vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I made reference to NYPD Officer Randall Holder, fourth officer in the NYPD to be killed this year. He was killed in the line of duty earlier this last week. And you've got a career criminal who murdered him with a life story that was all too predictable. We knew this was going to happen. We knew something else was going to happen. This is they've been looking for this guy since September the 1st. Dude's name was Tyrone Howard. September 1st, they believe that he rode up to a rival just after midnight and shot him. And then 10 times he eluded the police. That's a lot of elusiveness there. He was quite elusive, Mr. Howard. Fleeing from the scene of another shooting at the same Upper Manhattan housing project, he was armed, the police said. He was riding a stolen bike and concealing a .40 caliber handgun. As two plainclothes officers approached, he wheeled around, dropped the bike, and fired one shot into the forehead of one of the officers, Randolph Holder. Senior police official said it was quick. He swung around on the bike path, but he was on the bike, and he just jumped off and boom, quick, no words. That fatal shooting, fourth, like I said, of a New York City officer in 10 months, was an outgrowth of what officials called one of the city's most intractable law enforcement challenges, the persistent violence stemming from so-called crews, small bands of young men often allied with a particular housing project or neighborhood and locked in frequently bloody rivalries. Mr. Howard, 30, was charged with first-degree murder and robbery. At a packed arraignment in Lower Manhattan late Wednesday night, a judge ordered that he be held in jail without bond. Well over 100 police officers attended the hearing, as did members of Officer Holder's family. At times, people shouted obscenities at the defendant. Young Mr. Howard, 30 years old, was believed to be among those sowing violence across a pocket of East Harlem. Several young men whose images and gang affiliations hang in police precinct roll call rooms and whose faces are known to anti-crime unit officers like Officer Holder, 33, whose assignment includes confronting the most violent criminals. One of the ways Mr. Howard knew the officer approaching him in a darkened pathway of FDR Drive, besides by the silver shield dangling from his neck, was that they had encountered each other before, according to police. Mr. Howard had 23 arrests as an adult, including one in connection with a shootout in June 2009 on a basketball court in the East River houses that wounded two bystanders, an 11-year-old and a 77-year-old. The case did not go forward, officials said, because prosecutors were unable to present any witnesses who could identify Mr. Howard. This is not an example, by the way, of gun violence. This is an example of thug life. This is an example of the no-snitch society that permeates these areas where these gangs rule. And they do rule. Make no mistake about it. The thug culture is the problem. So, firearms have been a part of our society since before there was even a concept of America. They are tools. The thug problem, the way it's practiced nowadays, is relatively new. And we have this thug problem that accounts for roughly half of the homicides in the United States, and yet no one is willing to address this. President Obama tacitly supports the thug culture against law and order and basic civility itself, siding with drug abusers and attempted cop killers, sending administration officials to their funerals, treating them as martyrs instead of the violent members of the thug culture that they were. And the left-wing Democrats need the gun violence myth. that myth is a convenient scapegoat that allows them to blame an inanimate object and avoid the failures of the mistakes that they've made in attempting to influence culture with policy over the past century. The radicals, like your president and like the one who wishes to be coronated, and their supporters, they need to blame gun violence. And this helps them avoid the consequence of the failed hyperviolent subculture that is the predictable result of their failed social engineering experiment. They need to blame gun violence to avoid admitting that their policies encouraging the migration of criminal aliens attracts a new underclass that brings with it the most violent of Central American criminal cartels. See, I was listening to an article the other day about some apple pickers. And these apple pickers were, of course, Central American, and they were here and they're migratory. They move all over and they pick apples, and gosh, they pick a lot of apples. And then when they're in season, they pick a lot of cherries and they pick a lot of these. But you know what? With the apple pickers that wish to come here and just make some money, maybe get some medical attention for one of their sick children, like this particular family that was highlighted on NPR, comes the criminal element. That's the sad fact of it. And it isn't politically correct to point out reality. The simple fact remains that the majority of criminal homicides committed in the United States in any given year can be disproportionately traced to young minority males who are members of gangs and who are typically involved in drug dealing. That's why Chicago is alight right now. Sinaloa City. That's what it is. It isn't Chicago anymore. Don't call it Chirac. It's Sinaloa City now, because Sinaloas have centralized, and that's their hub. Tyrone Howard is just a common thug among many. Sadly, we have a political class in this nation unwilling to address, much less rectify, the problem. We got those that want to exploit it, and then we've got those that want to ignore it. Democrats will make one excuse after another for the thug culture, while the Republicans sort of ignore it. And they celebrate it through popular culture, including television and movies, and especially music. Republicans are terrified of being called a racist, so they'll let you get your head handed to you. They're more terrified of that than of doing the right thing, and they attempt to ignore the issue as much as possible. But here's the reality. As long as there's going to be gangsters and thug life, as long as that's celebrated in music and on screen, and the politicians validate it, we're going to have a thug culture problem. It's trendy. All you can do is get ready to end some individual thugs. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. From time to time, I will get asked, listen, if we already have background checks, what's wrong with universal background checks? It's a very long-winded answer, but it is one we have to give every time we get asked the question. So the first thing that you have to do is you have to get them to understand that the Second Amendment right is not something that's out there that's negotiable or subject to some sort of societal utility. But just for the sake of the experiment, you can pretend that it is. Now, if you're going to apply any sort of judicial review to this, the first thing we need to get them to adopt is strict scrutiny. So that's the first thing we need to get them to adopt. If we get that, then a lot of things change. And using strict scrutiny, the question has to be asked, are background checks necessary to further a compelling government interest, narrowly tailored to achieve that interest, and the least restrictive means to achieve that interest? Well, if that's the question, then the question has to be pulled apart a little bit. First things first, what is the compelling government interest? And are background checks necessary, crucial to furthering that interest? Is it a reduction of violent crime? Is it a prevention of so-called prohibited persons from obtaining and owning guns? In either case, here in the United States today, with what we have in place, it does not meet the standard. Only 10 to 15% of criminals obtain firearms through licensed FFLs, which has remained steady before and since the introduction of the Brady background checks. Therefore, background checks cannot be considered necessary or crucial to further the compelling government interest. What about the universal background check, though? We already know about the 40% number. We know how that works out. We already know that most of the guns that they, the biggest majority of guns that they find, they get from friends or from family or from the black market. And these are not transfers that would be covered by a universal background check. These are transfers that happen within the criminal world, so it's not going to be subject to it. If you believe that such a law would be enforceable for criminal-involved private transfers, then I've got a whole lot of real estate to sell you that I don't own, including some bridges and maybe a couple of plots of land on the moon. The universal background check would be utterly and completely ineffective at preventing a private transfer. Therefore, the universal background check can still not be considered necessary or crucial to furthering the compelling government interest. Are they narrowly tailored to achieve the compelling government interest? And, of course, no, they are not. They apply to all commercial and private, for universal background checks, transfers involving all people, law-abiding and criminal. Therefore, the law-abiding are swept up in a net, just like porpoises in the tuna nets. Background checks the least restrictive means to achieve the compelling government interest? Again, no, because the background checks don't catch anybody. And when they do catch somebody who is genuinely a prohibited person or is a definite negative, they rarely do anything to them. They're not out there prosecuting these guys left, right, and center. I know of an incident where one of my friends, who's an FFL, had a true desperado coming to pick up a gun. A real guy that was sought by law. And he told the ATF, I'll tell him when to come and get the gun. You guys can be waiting in the back and pick him up. And they never showed. They're not interested in it, you know. So background checks by themselves, what we have today, they fail strict scrutiny. What about intermediate scrutiny? Let's take it a step down. Strict scrutiny, maybe that's just too harsh for that. Do background checks further an important government interest by means that are substantially related to that interest? Do they further this important government interest? What we know is they've been shown to have no impact whatsoever upon the firearm acquisition behavior of criminals before and since implementation of the Brady background check. Criminals and other so-called prohibited persons have not been inhibited by background checks in any way in their attempts to possess firearms. Are background checks substantially related to that important government interest? No. 85 to 90% of criminals obtain firearms through means that do not involve background checks. Of the remaining means, about half are through theft and about half are from private transfers, the family, friends, and everything, most all of which are tacitly illicit. Passing a new law to require a background check on a private firearm transfer will not compel criminals to subject themselves to said background check. And there's no enforcement mechanism that exists for background checks for private transfers. Criminals are not beholden to laws. For that matter, private citizens aren't either. How are they going to know? Therefore, background checks, and even more so, universal private transfer background checks fail even intermediate scrutiny. Do we need to test against rational basis for fundamental human rights ever subjected to a rational basis test, even at this absurdly low standard? I would have to argue that background checks, and especially universal background checks, are not rationally related to any legitimate government interest. And that's because nothing about a background check law will compel a criminal to subject himself to a background check. whether conducting a private transfer, commercial, whatever it is. So what's the bottom line? Pretty simple. Background checks, and especially universal background checks, have zero impact whatsoever on the behavior of criminals, and the government has no means to enforce background checks to prevent so-called prohibited people from obtaining a gun in a manner that does not grossly violate several other rights. Background checks, therefore, are nothing more than a burden on me and you. A burden on me and you. And they're an opportunity to create the paper felon. Because if you fill out the form incorrectly, that's a felony. If you make a simple mistake, you're committing a felony. And they keep making it more and more difficult. First of all, if I'm identifying myself, which, it, you know, we have to go the racist meme with them too. First, I have to identify myself as non-Hispanic? Non-Hispanic. And then I have to identify which subset I fit in below. Or something like that. I can't remember what it is. I should know because I just filled one out not too long ago. But the burden is on me and you. That's what background checks do. They stop nothing. They prohibit nothing. They prevent nothing. And they slow me and you down. This is simply a mechanism to enable the government to impose itself upon me and you with respect to the manner of exercise of the right to keep and bear arms. That's sort of an issue. And it has been an issue for a long time. And for those out there that are out there, well, you know, we already have them, and what's the big deal if we just keep them? They're out there right now, folks, saying, acting like we don't have those. Bear that in mind. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Next hour, Bob Owens, Bearing Arms. We have a few things that might seem a little alarming to discuss, but we're going to discuss them nonetheless. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm going to read you a quote. If I had my way, sporting guns would be strictly regulated, and the rest would be confiscated. That coming from Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker of the House, third in line for the presidency when she was serving in that capacity. Second to, well, where are they? Where are, let's see, Charles Schumer. Chucky, we're going to hammer guns on the anvil of a relentless legislative strategy. We're going to beat guns into submission. We're here to tell the NRA their nightmare is true. Right now, the NRA enjoys more approval than all of Congress. So, enjoy that, Chucky. Hillary Clinton isn't any better. She's admitted to wanting to ban and confiscate guns. Obama has. Schumer has. Feinstein has. Everybody has. Now, we know exactly what they want to do. They want to ban and confiscate guns. They want to hammer them. It's not your right. You don't have a right. These politicians know more gooder than you do, folks. They do. And I want you to think about this. Think about what we would happen, or what would happen with us now, because we already have Obamacare. And the EPA is pretty much doing whatever they want on climate change. So all we lack now is gun control. All we lack is gun control. So I want you to think about Majority Senator Schumer, Speaker of the House Pelosi, and President Hillary Clinton. Guys, if you're still out there and can still make babies, congratulations, you are tough. you can take that curdling, you can take that curdling, you know, proposal. Well, I can't take it that well. Then just like California and New Jersey or any other anti-gun state, you know, now we can go after things on the federal level because that's what everybody really wants, isn't it? We don't want it state by state by state. We want it federal. We want it nationwide. All 50 states, border to border, coast to coast. And this is to protect the children. Why do they go after the NRA so much as well? What have they done that is so damning for them? One thing they do is they remember the statements. They remember the statements. They have remembered the statements of the very people who would run our country, who want to run our country, who will tell you you're too stupid to run your own life. The Pelosi's and the Schumer's and the Clintons. It takes a village. And, you know, I believe they've shared their real agenda with us. I believe they have shared it. Now, what they're not telling us is what happens when the guns are gone. They're not telling us what happens when the guns are gone. Now, we can see state to state how that works out, because when the guns are gone, crime spikes. But we have not seen what happens here in the nation if they actually had their way. We can look at other nations where they've had this happen. And, you know, we say all the time, well, you know, the United States is not like it is in Australia and the UK. And that's true. It'll be worse here than it is in those places. And the UK is the most violent modern nation on the face of the planet right now. The NRA's mistake, the Second Amendment Foundation, the Second Amendment Foundation, and Gun Owners of America, and all the rest of them, the Firearms Coalition, all these guys, their mistake is believing these godless anti-gun politicians when they make the statement. Now, I've got a question. They keep all the time talking about wanting to bring some sort of common sense thing to them. Okay. Just one more law, just one more common sense thing. Background checks, universal background checks. Oh, yeah, we got to have, you know, one thing leads to another. There's a reason why that song was popular. And, you know, maybe Mike Huckabee needs to get out there, you know, the righteous Mike Huckabee, and get out there and say that he is now pro-choice and only wants common sense limits on abortion. For the children, you know, for the children. if you reverse the logic or pick a separate topic, the NRA position seems a lot more logical and defendable. So here you have someone, you have a group of politicians telling you, face to face, they're telling you. What they're telling you right now is that we actually want to take away all of your rights. However, we're willing to settle for just taking away some of them. Prior to Obama becoming president, gun sales were flat, and in some cases, in some areas, declining. Since then, gun sales and production have doubled. I guess the implication here would be that if you want fewer guns in the hands of the average American, vote Republican, and then that way people won't feel nearly as threatened as they do when Barack Obama's in place. And crime has dropped 50% over the past 20 years, so why the sudden push for this gun confiscation and gun ban? But the declarative statement should stick to the anti-gunner. It means the NRA and any thinking gun owner rightfully sees their agenda. Their end goal is always confiscation. You don't have to guess. All you have to do is remember and listen. So, there's a few simple things that they could do on that side that would actually ease my mind about them. They could accept Heller and McDonald as settled law the same way we have to accept Roe v. Wade. They could publicly express the interpretation and belief that Second Amendment is in fact an individual right, and they could sign a no gun confiscation ban pledge. then would we trust them completely? We don't ever need to trust another politician again. I don't care who he is. I don't care what he says. I don't care. I don't even care what he does. Even if he comes in and is conservative his entire time, he's got to be a temporary employee. He's got to go. Because this, I've seen it time and time again. Time and time again. Right now, the only one I see out there that doesn't want to be a politician anymore is Trey Gowdy. I don't even think he's trying to campaign for re-election. If I were to move to another part of the state, I could run against him and probably be successful. Because he's not trying. So, we American gun owners, liberals, we're pretty good people. We're trustworthy. We shoot the right people if we have to shoot the right people. We're not racist. We're all inclusive. We are truly diverse. We embrace black America, females, Asians, Hispanics. We embrace all Americans who want to embrace and keep dear all of their rights, which makes us the cream of the crop. Therefore, you should embrace us and reassure us that you're not after our rights. You should respect them. But then again, there's Janet Reno, who said waiting periods are only a step. Registration is only a step. The prohibition of private firearms is the goal. She was the Attorney General, of course, the real looker under William Jefferson Clinton. So, all of this common sense gun reform you keep talking about, we know that none of it would have prevented anything you use as the springboard. We know that. So the agenda that you continue to propose is not to save lives. It is, you know, another stepping stone to eventually ban guns. We get that. We understand it. We understand you. You have revealed yourself to us. I hope you enjoy the oblivion that is coming. Coming up next, from BearingArms.com, Bob Owens. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.